So I think probably the first thing that everyone hears about with this whole property tax reform bill that was passed, I mean, it feels like they've been talking about this forever, and they now finally have a bill passed, and the 2% growth limit. And so that's talking about a limit on taxes of 2% is the way I look at that. And but there's some provisions in it that say, well, not exactly 2%. So for us at the county, our general supplemental levy is not applied to that, which that includes what our benefits and insurance and elections are paid for out of, you know, a lot of the essential stuff that we have to do. And so, you know, what could happen is a county could be, yep, hold the line at general basic and rural services, but have a 10% increase in general supplemental services within that levy, and you could still end up having a tax increase over 2%. So for us in Marshall County, this is kind of a good example. What we did with our budget we just passed is we had our general basic levy at 2%, and we had our rural services at 0, but our supplemental with our insurance increases, we went up 3.2% for a total of 2%. So we kind of fell in the lines of what the original intent by the legislature. So that's what we did this last time. That's a way that county governments can still hold that line within 2%. But there are some provisions that allow some flexibility for some circumstances that could come up for local governments. New construction's not a part of that proposal. And I think that's a good thing because you want new construction and you don't want new construction to prohibit your growth. And so we have to have that new construction. The tax does not prohibit the growth on it, and that's a very good thing for us here in Marshall County and across the state. The home tax or the homestead tax credit has changed. It's not going to be a credit anymore. It's going to be a 10% exemption on your property value up to $20,000. So it's it turns into exemption, not a credit. So what happens with the credit money that the county was being, as you could say, backfilled from the state, that goes away from the county, but it shifts, which I think this is a good win for the taxpayer, it shifts to the school levy, which will reduce by 50 cents. And as a lot of people have talked, school levy is a thing that concerns people on their property tax bill. So I think that's a good relief, a good shift of those funds. At the same time, that shift is coming on the backs of the county. So we're going to be forced to hold the line in some areas and get creative in some areas to make do without those funds that are being shifted. But I think with those 2% caps, it will force us to do that anyway. So I think that's a win for the taxpayer.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, it could force you, unfortunately, to make some kind of tough decisions, right?
Yeah, and the good thing is those tough decisions aren't necessarily of having to cut back what we've done. It's more so of cutting back on the growth of spending in the next year. And that's where the real problem was with that the legislature had seen in these runaway property taxes across the state was it was each year there was more and more and more spending at clips that weren't sustainable for Iowans. And so what this does is really controls local governments from overspending too much in the next years. Not necessarily that it's saying you now got to cut from prior years, it's just reducing your spending in future years. And that's the property tax system can be very complicated, and it's built on a growth model. And so that if you grow and only spend within what you grow, you shouldn't see any increases in your taxes. But that's not what we've seen with the trends of what a lot of our local governments and schools have done over the last decades, that they've spent more than what the growth is. And that's why you've seen that growth in taxes. So this bill, I think, does a really good job at curbing that without, you know, punishing the governments by having to really cut anything major. It's more of, okay, what are we going to do to be more efficient going forward?
Okay. Yeah, kind of holding your feet to the fire a little bit. Not like that was a problem with county government here, but some counties, right?
Yeah, yeah. So different jurisdictions across state had several different challenges and problems than what we've had in Marshall. And I think we've had good leadership in Marshall County over the many years that's allowed us to hold the line. We've had decent growth at times, you know, with the wind energy that we've had some growth with here and in other areas. And so Marshall County has really kind of been the model of what the legislature was looking for in this bill. And so I feel comfortable and confident going forward that we can withstand all the challenges that are given to us. But, you know, a couple other interesting provisions that were in this bill were the levy on EMS doubles, the max doubles. So as we're talking the EMS proposals that are going on, EMS is essential services and having a levy with that. What was originally in this proposal was at a 0.75 levy. It's now could be up to $1.50. That's adds a lot more dollars to that, but that's also can be a tax increase on the people. So proposals that go forward on EMS will be interesting with this new addition to that levy. Another interesting provision was county assessors now, as the word was, bear the burden of the proof when assessments are 10% or more. I think they already do that. I think they justify what they do. It'll be interesting to see what the rules are that come out that the assessors have to follow when there are assessments higher than 10% each year on your property. And in the end, I think it's great. More transparency is a good thing for the assessor to show their work on what they do. And I think our assessor already does do a pretty good job at showing the work. But any little bit more, I think, is good for the people. And a couple things I was very excited about that didn't happen. There was not a gas tax or local options sales tax increase. That was one of the early provisions of this. So I think that's a win for the taxpayer. And lastly, the rollback wasn't touched. I was concerned on how they would be able to handle when you right now are being paying on your home. Only 47% of your assessment is taxable, and they were going to move that up to 100%. And I don't know how homeowners couldn't have just taken a huge burden on a hit on taxes when you're doubling that. And the solution at the time was, well, let's just add another layer of bureaucracy and a credit back to the local governments or to backfill that. It just I can't see how that would have worked, but create another layer of government. So they wised up and did not touch the rollback, which I was very happy about that, and taxpayers should be very happy about that.